لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
عرفة، Day of Confession and Forgiveness. In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, was asked as why the desert or plain of Arafat is called such, to which the Imam answered, Gabriel brought Prophet Abraham to this place on the day of Arafah. At noon, Gabriel said, O Abraham, confess your sin and learn your rituals. As Gabriel said, confess this place was called Arafat. For your knowledge, dear listeners, the words i'tiraf or confession and Arafat are from the same origin in Arabic. Arafat is located in Hejaz and it has been considered as sacred since old times. On the 9th of the Islamic month of Dhul-Hajjah, the Hajj pilgrims should stay in this plain for worship and supplication. This great day is called Arafah. God's last messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, When people stay in Arafat and ask their needs with crying and wailing, God takes pride in these people with angels and tells angels, Do you not see that my servants have come to me from far ways in dust and have spent their property in my way and have tired their bodies? I swear by my dignity and glory that I will forgive the sins of their righteous ones and cleanse them from sins like the day they were born from their mothers. Prayer is the purest worship. Individual separates himself from others at the time of prayer as he appeals to God. Prayer and supplication are the most beautiful moments of servitude. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, says, Prayer is the cave of answering, just like cloud, which is the cave of rain. The Imam means that as rain is placed inside cloud, answer and acceptance is placed inside prayer. Prayer needs no specific time or place, but God has granted merit to some places and times. The day of Arafah is one of these times, and the plain of Arafat is one of these places. It has been narrated in Islamic hadith that when the servant stays in Arafat, God will forgive his sins even if they number as the sands of desert, or the stars in the sky, or the drops of rain. Arafat is the place where prophets had stayed and worshipped. God does not like servants to confess their sins before each other. This is because God is very kind and doesn't like to divulge the sins of his servants to lose face. Confession before God makes the individual humble. It is narrated that an ascetic worshipped God for 70 years while he was fasting the days and prayed the nights. One day, he appealed to God for something, but his demand was not met. He told himself, This is due to my wickedness. If I were good, my prayer would be answered. God sent an angel to him, telling him, O son of Adam, this 1 hour that you considered yourself as humble was better than the worships that you have performed. Imam Musa Kazem's companion, Abdullah son of Jundab, was seen in Arafat while he had raised his hands to the sky and tears were rolling on his cheeks. The narrator says, "In the evening, I went to him and told him, 'I didn't see anyone better than you in supplication.' Abdullah answered, 'By God, I was just praying from my brothers in faith, because I heard Imam Kazema saying, "He who prays for his brother in his absence, he will be called from God's throne, that you will be granted 100,000 times more than what you asked for him." Thus, it didn't behoove me to set aside 100,000 answered prayers for one prayer, which is not clear if it would be answered. On the day of Arafah, the Hajj pilgrims gather in Arafat. This is the place where prophets and infallible imams had stayed for prayer and supplication. Imam Hussein, peace upon him, stood at the foot of Jabal al-Rahma. His companions were watching him. He raised his hands before his face and started supplicating. His supplication, which is known as Dua Arafah, contains the loftiest Gnostic and ideological points. In part of the supplication, the imam says, "My God, I am poor in my richness, so how can I be not poor in my poverty?" Speaking of one's inability before God is the climax of human supplication. Imam Hussein, peace upon him, first acknowledges his humbleness and inability before God's majesty and glory to teach us the code of supplication. Having praised God and enumerating his great attributes, the imam asks God, with tears rolling on his face, "O God, put my richness in my soul, and certainty in my heart, and sincerity in my deed, and light in my sight, and insight in my religion." Ayatollah Khamenei says on Arafah supplication, "The supplication which is entirely love, zeal, and fervor, and Imam Hussein has issued on the day of Arafah during Arafat ceremony, shows that a spirit of zeal, love, and fervor that the Ahlul Bayt should have in these days. Appreciate these days."